Welcome to the show that has it all. This is the Betfred Super League.
What a game!
Champions, challengers, newcomers, league's faithful, hold on tight. This is the Betfred Super League 2024. There's nothing like league. Yeah.
Took a big chunk.
Bleeding. It's bleeding.
Oh no, it's bleeding. The thing just ripped my ear off. What do you think?
Hello, everyone. Happy New Year and a happy new Super League season. It's the start of a brand new campaign. This is Eddie and Steve-O, the podcast, with you now all the way through to the grand final in October. Yes, the boys are back in town. Cue a song. And it's thanks, as always, for their continuing and invaluable support to the sponsors of all that's great in rugby league, Betfred. So we left all the punditry and the predictions to other lesser mortals last week. We decided to leave it until the race was underway. So here we are. I'm in the UK. Steve-O 12,000 miles away in his mansion in Australia. And I trust you. We find you well, old fella. It's great to be back.
Yeah, it sure is, Eddie. And welcome all you people that listen to this wonderful podcast. We thoroughly enjoy doing it for you. Okay. We know there's quite a lot of people out there that do not agree with everything that Eddie says, and you all agree with what I say. No, look, it's great to be back, but being part of the greatest game of all, that's what's the most important thing, is that we love rugby league, we love the fans of rugby league. I'm not so sure about the people who run the rugby league at the moment.
Well, we'll come on to that, I'm sure, during the course of this podcast, and we have lots to get through. But generally, how do you think the first weekend went? I think it was pretty good in terms of the crowds. 77,000 record, all games live on TV around the world as well as nationally. These are, well, they're supposed to be heady days.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And remember many, many moons ago when Sky came involved and they said, we are going to show you the games here, there and everywhere. And everybody said, it will kill the crowds. It will kill the people going to the games. 77,000. That's not a bad figure, is it, for the start of the season?
It's a fantastic figure. It really is. And I believe good TV audience figures as well. Every game live on television this year. BBC have got some live for the very first time. Sky Sports, of course. Super League Plus, it's a new streaming service. Fantastic. But hey, we've had first round clampdowns on discipline again, Steve-O. We've done this before. And in 2024, we're told that referees are going to be focusing on standing square at the play of the ball. That was certainly the case last weekend. Playing the ball or making an attempt to play the ball correctly. And, of course, high shots are going to be punitively penalised. Now, host of red cards and yellow cards and penalties galore last weekend. The furore has already begun, but the referees, Steve-O, must keep it up, mustn't they?
Yeah, of course they do. Look, you put down the laws of the game, so therefore you've got to abide by them. There's no getting away from the fact that there are certain ex-players who are trying to sue the Rugby Football League. And now we hear that some of the clubs, some of the players, they want to go on strike if they don't close down on the head eyes, on not playing the ball, this and that. Who's running the game? The players don't run the game. The coaches don't run the game. And the clubs don't run the game. We have people, administration, that run the game. And if they want to come down heavily, especially on head-eye tackles, then that's how it should be. Look, when you've got people wanting to take you to court in regards of high tackles and people who have had concussion, then you've got to make sure that the governing body is doing something about it.
Let me just put the other side of the argument. There were 4 red cards. There were 9 yellow cards in week 1 in 6 matches. 16 charges were brought before the disciplinary panel this week. Suspensions handed out of 4, 3, 1 match bans. I can see where people are coming from. I can see where the coaches are coming from. But, Steve-O, isn't it the coach's job to teach their players to tackle correctly? And hasn't it been that since day one, for goodness sake?
And keep on side, play the ball correctly, make sure you touch it with your foot, make sure that you don't obstruct people in that's on running onto the football or anything of that. It's just got to be laid down on the laws of the game. And it's the people that run the game that create the laws. The referees, the communication, they want to get it right. And they have to get it right, because if they're not seen to be doing something to help people who are now struggling in later life through concussion and head-eye tackles, you can't just have the coaches and the clubs saying, oh, I think they've gone over the top. Try to tell that to someone who has been so badly injured that he can't play the game of rugby league anymore.
That's a good point. And just looking ahead, and we'll be looking ahead to this match in more detail later, the World Club Challenge this weekend between Wigan and the Penrith Panthers is going to be played. And here we go. Without the tightening of the rules concerning contact with the head, Matt Peat and Ivan Cleary, the two coaches, are in agreement with this. So immediately after week one, we have a change of direction. I know it's an international game, but you see where I'm coming from. It's a change of direction. If it's going to be carried through this, Steve-O, the referees have got to stick to the script, haven't they?
Well, yes and no. I'll put it this way. To just do that a couple of weeks before the World Club Challenge, it's a little bit difficult for both coaches. And I can understand them saying, well, look, we're going to play to international law and the rules of the game, which are down by the international committee. And therefore, they've every right to say, well, you know, you can't clamp down just because you've decided in the UK and the south of France that we're going to change the rules. You've got to take into consideration that, you know, when both Penrith and Wigan won the right to go for the World Club Challenge, then they were going to be under the laws and the regulations that are already sat down. So I can understand both clubs saying, we want to play international rules, and that's what we will get.
We will, but in Super League, they've got to stick to this new clampdown. We've had them in the past, Steve-O. It's lasted 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and it's fallen away. It's now Phil Bentham's job to make sure the referees stick to the script. He has been appointed the new head of match officials in succession to the departed Steve Ganson. I don't think Phil's officially started his job yet. He's a bit on his plate already, hasn't he?
Well, let's hope he's put in an invoice after this weekend's games. Look, it's going to be difficult for anybody to take over. And yes, they've got to stick by it, because I keep repeating it. People, ex-players, are trying to sue the people that run the game. And if the people that run the game are not going to change anything, you've got to be seen to saying, well, we are trying our best. Now, the outcry from players and coaches and other club officials, I just can't believe it.
No, here we go again, is what I'm thinking. You know, we've had all this year on year, and it falls apart after a month or so. Let's wait and see. Okay, to the games. Hull versus Hull KR last Thursday. 20,000 in the stadium. It looked fantastic, but not fantastic for the black and whites. Rovers, top dogs in Hull right now.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Lewis. Oh, what a player.
Brilliant.
This young kid has developed over the last 2 years, is sensational. And I was so pleased that he made international recognition last season. And he's got to be up there as one of the mainstays, one of the superstars in our game in the UK.
Definitely, definitely. He recalled pre the match that he was at Hull at the start of his career and they didn't want him. Well, they might want him back now. What a match performance. Fantastic.
Yeah, I can understand that. But I'm sure that if you get on to the brains of rugby league, Ian Proctor, that he will be able to find quite a few players who have started their career as youngsters with one club and then made it sensationally at another club. Sorry to put pressure on your Prockers, but I'm sure that you'll get it all right in the end.
Oh, be careful. He's only got six games to prep for every week from here on in for the next 9 months. Look, the Hull derby was the only game on telly on Thursday. Friday, we got three. Not even I could watch them all live, but a channel hopped about. I was waiting for the first video ref decision of the year. Eventually, up it comes from the bunker somewhere in the UK. six mini screens appeared on my television. Top left, wide angle. Top middle, close-up. Top right, live shot of the ref. Bottom left, close-up of the incident under review. Lower middle, wide angle of the same incident. Lower right, close-up of the would-be try-scorer. Fast-forwarding the incident under review. Sorry, this was Mr. Confused of Warrington here. I suppose if they arrive at the correct decision, that's all that matters. But surely, you've got to think about the viewers, haven't you?
Yeah, I suppose it's something that all different technicians, somebody will say, let's try something different. That's what television's all about, Eddie. Let's beat what we've had before. Let's forget about the past. Let's make it more exciting. Let's make it this, that and the other. That's probably why the Super League and Rugby Football League have brought in IMG. But I'm still waiting for something exciting and something outstanding to happen. But hopefully, I've got fingers crossed that will be the case.
Well, IMG, Magic Weekend, Elland Road.
Well, I love Leeds. It's only 8 miles to Dewsbury, my hometown. And it's probably got one of the best entertainment places, one of the best entertainment cities that you'll have. Especially in the north of England. Apologies to Hull, Liverpool, Manchester, all them. I rate Leeds for a night out, whether you want to go to just pubs or restaurants or whatever. Leeds is a go.
It's a hell of a long walk from Elland Road to the city centre. Not even you can do that.
You can get a bus.
When were you last on a bus? Anyway, look, forget it. Friday night, again, arguably the best contest of the weekend. Leeds 22, Salford 16. Salford looking competitive. Leeds trying to put the disappointment of last year behind them. Huddersfield, great win at Lee, 16-8. And St Helens, 40-4 against London Broncos. Steve-O, I know the Broncos are very close to your heart.
Yep.
It's going to be a tough year for them, isn't it? They've already looking doomed because of the new grading system being brought in, by IMG. There you go. And now they know they're not going to be around in 2025. How can that be good for London? Everyone recognises we need a successful club in the capital, but they seem to be doing their level best to frustrate them. What's the feeling of David Hughes and London Broncos at the start of the season, where they can win three matches at the end? They can be Grand Final winners, League Leaders Shield winners and Challenge Cup winners, and they can be bumped back into the Championship. What are they thinking there?
Well, David Hughes has already made a plea for a reassessment of the rules and regulations. And yes, for the good of the game, we do need a top-class team from the capital. And David Hughes is trying his damnedest to make sure that they will have a side that will compete in Super League, but it's going to be very, very difficult mentally for the players. At the back of their mind, they're thinking, well, what's the point? I mean, yeah. They won't think that way. I'm just saying that maybe halfway through the season and they'll just say, oh, you know, it's just not worth it. I don't think that they will ever get to that point, because I'm hoping that they can come up with quite a few shocks. I mean, look at the Lee Leopards.
Well, absolutely, no, Steve-O, but it doesn't matter anymore about what happens on the field. They've just said they could win all three and still be in the championship.
That doesn't seem right to me.
That doesn't seem right.
Well, it's not right at all. It's and quite frankly, I think it's stupid. It's all based on fan base, money. And we keep coming back to that, don't we? If you haven't got the money, you've got no chance.
To me, Steve-O, it's all about what happens on the field. The rest is a periphery. I'm old-fashioned, yeah. I know. I'm old-fashioned.
Yeah, well, at your age, you should be. And I'm the same. Look, we've got to get to the feeling that I can understand that these new executives, the new people, the new marketing people that come in, they want to make a name for themselves. They want to see that rugby league can expand and all that sort of thing. But I'm getting to the point now where the majority, they don't worry about what has gone in the past. It's all about what we can change in the future. Since 1895, we've created the greatest sport of all. That's my opinion, and I'll never, ever change it. But we can't forget them. We've got to respect what has gone on before. I mean, there are certain people now, especially the younger people, they think rugby league started when Super League started.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, did it start in 1895? And I just, look, you know, I had the museum, etc. and so forth. I won't go into great details about why we still haven't got a museum, lack of money. But are we forgetting our past? You just cannot forget 1895, when, I mean, the biggest struggle in sport.
We've got a couple of minutes left. I want to talk, obviously, about the World Club Challenge that's coming up. But I want to talk about Warrington, Steve-O. And they lost the opener under Sam Burgess as coach. He played his first competitive match in Catalan. Has there ever been as much hype given to a coaching appointment in the history, never mind the Super League, but of the game, when Sam Burgess was appointed the coach of Warrington? It's a fantastic story, isn't it?
Oh, of course it is. I mean, he was a fantastic player.
He was.
And not only that, I'm more than just proud of what he's achieved. And let's not forget, he achieved whilst playing rugby union for England as well. But the most important thing for me is I know the family. They were born and bred, all the family, in my hometown, Dewsbury. So I'm very, very proud of them. And look, I watched the game, and they could have won it. They really could have won it. It was... Catalan had to dig deep. And I mean, dig really, really deep. Because there were certain things in there that just didn't go their way. They took the lead. It was a fine try by the young kid. And I was just thinking to myself, look, don't expect too much. You know, let him build his own team. And not many teams will play that well down in the south of France.
No,
that was a tough opener.
It was, and a complete reversal of last year. You know, Warrington played against 12 men for... Well, all the second half, Michael McAlorum sent off for the Dragons. Warrington go on to lose the match. Remember last year, Gil Dudson sent off for Warrington and the Wolves prevailed. It made it 8 wins on the trot. But then the wheels fell off. So yeah, Warrington fans, you know, they shouldn't give up, should they? There's a lot of people wringing their hands and scratching their heads. Ooh, back to normal. But don't give up on them yet.
Oh, no. And listen, there's not many sides who'll play that well down in, as I said, in the south of France. And I've got... Look, the publicity that it was given both down here in Australia in regards to the fact that Burgess was going back to the UK was enormous.
Yeah.
He was a superstar down in Sydney whilst playing for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. And we need that sort of exposure. We need to build on that.
You never know. Russell Crowe might turn up at a Warrington game in 2024. That would be something special, wouldn't it? He's been to St. Helens, of course, for the World Club Challenge some years ago.
Well, they do say that it will definitely be in Las Vegas.
Russell?
Yeah, Russell Crowe. I mean,
I'm sure he will.
It's part and parcel of the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
I think he would have been to Warrington on the way back.
Listen, I'll put it this way. I think Russell Crowe could organise his own private plane to take him anywhere in the world. Actually, talking about the South Sydney, side is the former captain Adam Reynolds, who went to the Brisbane Broncos, has signed a new deal, where a lot of people thought that perhaps at the end of last season that was going to be it, but he's signed another contract, so he'll be getting there. And amazingly, the Brisbane Broncos, about 10 days ago, they had a bit of a scuffle amongst all the players, and it was a bit of a fight. So it just shows you that, you know, tempers can go, even at training methods, to such an extent that they had to pull Adam Reynolds and Pat Carrigan away from each other. It was that bad. And it's cost Reynolds $10,000, and it's cost Carrigan $15,000. So I'm under the impression that it was Carrigan that got the first hit, and that cost him an extra $5,000. But both of them will be going to the opener in Las Vegas, where they will take on my local team, which is Manly Warringah. I live in the area. But one guy who won't be going, I'm afraid, is Dom Young, because he's been ruled out from the Roosters side to play in Vegas, which is a shame.
Second round of Super League coming up. This is going to be overshadowed, though, by the World Club Challenge, Wigan against Penrith. A full house. All tickets have been sold for weeks. Penrith beaten by Saints last year. They come across to try and beat our best. 25,000 are there, as I say. Harry Smith has been cleared to play, so the big battle with Cleary will take place. A lovely touch, Steve-O, for this. The man of the match in the World Club Challenge will receive the Bill Ashurst medal, because Bill played for both clubs, didn't he?
Wonderful tribute. And not only in Bill's name, but a wonderful tribute to the family.
Yes.
And I don't know who sort of brought this up or whatever, but I think it's a great move by both clubs to recognise one of the finest players that has played for Penrith and Wigan.
Who do you think's going to pick the medal up, Steve-O? Harry Smith's there, as I say. Luke Thompson isn't. He's failed an HIA, so he's out.
It might start with the capital C.
Mm.
Cleary.
I thought you might go that way. You know, club loyalty here. You know, your old club. But you're sure they're going to be cheering Wigan on. Come on.
Why? I never played for Wigan.
No, but they're the Super League champions. We want the World Club Challenge to stay in this country. You've got enough down there.
Well, you might want it, but I had great times, good times and bad times at whilst playing 5 years at the Panthers. And the one reason that I want them to win is that they've never won a club challenge.
This is their fourth attempt, isn't it?
Yep. And they've lost all three before. So I don't think they'll be caught napping.
So you're nailing your colours to Penrith Panthers flag. Is that what you're telling me now?
Yep.
I'd like to be alongside you next time you go to Wigan, but I actually wouldn't like to be alongside you next time you go to Wigan.
Listen, I've got every right. I've been played for the club. I've been lived in Australia since 1973. I think I have every right, and my family will agree with me, even though they're Manly supporters.
Yeah, here we go.
They give me a ribbon every time. But listen, the Panthers have won the last three premierships. It would be icing on the cake to win the World Club Challenge for the very first time. I think they are the best side in the world. Okay, I know St. Helens got them last year, but I think that they're odds-on favourites. Sorry, you Wigan fans, but I'm going for the Panthers.
You heard it here first. Steve-O says the Penrith Panthers are going to win. Get the champagne on ice in Wigan. It's going to be the Warriors. Steve-O, it's great to talk to you again. The start of another long season ahead. Can't wait for next week. Let's look back and see whether your prediction comes true in 7 days' time. All the best. Let's talk to you next week.
Yeah, Eddie, keep taking the tablets. It'll help.